producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
You get the spring training and, you know, things are going reasonably well and you get off to a decent start and then Wainwright goes down and all of a sudden it was like the domino effect. You know, you show up to the ballpark, you were just waiting on somebody else to go down. And, you know, they never use it as an excuse. You know, oh, woe was us, and I don't know how we're going to get through this. But they just showed up and played. And, you know, I try to always just use the term, just play. Just play the game.
Right.
And if you play and you play hard, you never know what might happen. And I think that's what we learned from them this year.
That's correspondent Mike Claiborne commenting on the St. Louis Cardinals clinching their division as Major League Baseball regular season winds down. Sports talk, including Major League Baseball's end of the season, which comes up on Sunday, is number 10 on this week's countdown. I'm Ken Kessler for Doug Steffen. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, October 2nd. We'll be reviewing the top 10 hits in talk radio based on research conducted by the staff at Talkers Magazine, the premier publication in the talk radio industry, monitoring talk radio programs across the country. To determine our list, you can find them at talkers.com. We're counting down from 10 to 1 in this hour, and Major League Baseball is number 10.
Number 9.
Number 9 is chip credit cards. Earlier this week on the Good Day Show, Doug talked to Men's Health Technology editor Greg Seven about the change all our credit cards are supposed to have made by October 1st.
We're accustomed to quickly swiping our magnetic stripe, and, you know, most of us have figured that out by now.
Right.
Now what you're going to do is you're going to dip. It's much more like an ATM machine where you slide the card in. But here's where it gets tricky, and I'm not being facetious about this. We've been trained now with ATM machines to push your card in and then pull it out. If you pull it out, it messes up the entire transaction, and Right. They have to start all over again. So you have to train yourself to push it in and take your hand away. Don't touch the card again. You have to leave it in there and wait until on the screen it tells you the transaction is complete.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take, it takes longer. Your transactions at the cash register are going to take longer because what's happening is when you swiped, there was a static set of data on that magnetic strip. So if somebody got your card or the data from that strip, they could use it somewhere else. This is different. There's actually two-way dynamic conversation going on between your card and the processor, and what's being created is a one-time transaction code. And that's important. And it's good because if somebody breaks into the database of the company you just made your purchase from and they get that one-time transaction code, it doesn't matter. It was a one-time code. They can't reuse it. And that's where a lot of the security comes from.
All right. So what happens if you go into a store and they haven't got the new reader? What does that do to your transaction?
Well, this is part of where it's going to be so confusing for all of us, because in some places you'll still swipe because they're not set up with the new reader. In some places you'll push your card in and leave it until it tells you to pull your card out, and you won't be able to tell by looking at the reader, because some companies, any company with a dipping reader will also have the ability to swipe, because not all cards have the chip yet. And some companies that have the readers where you can dip aren't set up to dip yet, so you'll continue to swipe. So frankly, the next 6 or 8 months are going to be a lot of people being very confused at the cash register and just get used to it. It's going to take you longer to buy things.
Is it really safer?
It really is safer. And the good news is that they've been using this technology in Europe and other parts of the world for a long time.
Number 8.
Number 8 on the countdown this week is Hurricane Joaquin. Here's talk host Rick Daniels talking to CBS's Jim Krasula about the changing projected path of this latest hurricane.
Are you in North Carolina this morning?
Yeah, I was just looking. The delay there, I was just looking at the latest information from the Hurricane Center and the models. Well, they haven't really, you know, they're so expert at this, Rick, but they have really no idea with this storm what it's going to do, where it's going to go. The best guess at this point is that it's going to hit New Jersey on Tuesday, but more of the models, more of a model spread this morning, Rick, than yesterday for sure. Several more models now keep this out to sea. You know, the previous five or six runs of all these models, and there's probably about 20 different models they throw into the mix. The previous five or six runs pretty much had this thing going right at the right in Hampton Roads, the North Carolina-Virginia border, and we all know that that would be huge, huge problems for Hampton Roads and eventually up into D.C. and Baltimore and Annapolis, because you'd have all that water in the Chesapeake Bay pushed up toward those places and then up the Potomac River. But again, the models this morning, Rick, there even some have it going in as far south as Savannah, Georgia. But the majority of the models at this point still have it coming ashore somewhere in North Carolina. But aside from that, tremendous amounts of rain are expected. Part of the problem, part of the complication with all of this is, of course, we had this cold front come through the area overnight, much cooler this morning, and that's going to kind of stall right along the coast. So you have the rain with that, you have rain coming up out of, moisture coming up out of the Gulf of Mexico, and then you have this hurricane, which this morning is pretty impressive looking. It's a Category 3, 125-mile-an-hour wind. And remember, too, over the last week, you know, we in this part of the world, we were so dry for so long, and well, over the last week, a lot of people have picked up a half a foot to a foot of rain already.
That's Hurricane Joaquin, number 8 on this week's countdown. I'm Ken Kessler for Doug Steffen. That report was from, of course, from earlier this week, Friday morning. Hurricane Joaquin is now an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane, sustained winds of 130 miles an hour. Hurricane winds extended 50 miles from its center, and the tropical force winds up to 185 miles outward. There still seems to be a lot of conjecture about exactly where it's going to go. If you're in the mid-Atlantic, you definitely want to keep by your radio for the latest updates. That was number 8. Number 7 on the countdown is coming up next.
Walmart can help you stay one step ahead of flu season. Because at Walmart, you can get your flu shot anytime from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. And while you're in the store, pick up Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfectant spray that actually kill cold and flu viruses and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. These are steps you can take right now at Walmart to help prevent the flu from getting to you.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply. Use all products as directed.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life, Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running, from batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm a pair of designer shoes so expensive my owner had to give up half decaf skim vanilla lattes just to afford me. So you can imagine my terror when a pipe burst and the apartment started flooding. There I was, trapped in the closet, water rushing all around me. But what was I to do? I'm a 6-inch stiletto. It's not like I can run.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
Walmart is teaming up with some of the biggest names in health to bring you America's biggest health fair,
the four healthiest hours in America. Visit your local Walmart on Saturday, October 10th from 12 to 4 p.m. and get free blood glucose and blood pressure screenings sponsored by UnitedHealthcare and Pfizer Vaccines. Plus, stop by the Health Insurance Planning Center for help choosing the right solutions for your family. You'll even get a free gift bag while supplies last. This is one event you don't want to miss. See more at walmart.com/healthcare.
Number 7.
We're up to number 7 on the countdown. By the way, I'm Ken Kessler for Doug Steffen. Number 7 this week, water on Mars. Here's Taco's Joel Riley with Jeff Landis from NASA's Glenn Research Center about this week's announcement about the discovery of water on Mars.
A big announcement from NASA, liquid water on Mars. How did we figure that out?
Well, yeah, this has been real exciting news. We have a reconnaissance satellite in orbit around Mars, and it has been looking down for a long time, and we've seen these funny streaks on the side of the craters. And nobody has known for sure what they were, but a lot of people have hypothesized that these are the streaks were caused by running water. So what's interesting is a student actually at Georgia Tech said, well, we can look at these with our infrared spectrometer. And when they did that, what they discovered was they saw the signs of salt where these streaks were. So that turned out to be the nail that finished putting together the case.
I gotcha. So when we talk about Mars, I mean, my understanding is the average temperature on Mars is minus 81. How often is, you know, that structure, that crater or whatever, warm enough that even salt water would run?
Yeah, that was one of the reasons people were so hesitant to think that there could be flowing water on Mars. Of course, even though the average temperature is, as you say, about minus 80, in places and times it gets warmer. And we see these streaks occur mostly in places that are warmer, but they're still pretty cold. The temperature when we see these little streaks of water is only about minus 10. That's a little colder than even Cleveland gets.
So, yeah, it's got to be like super, super, super salty then.
It is. It's salty, and it's not just with ordinary salt, sodium chloride salt. It's with salts called sodium and magnesium perchlorate. So they're pretty bitter salts.
Yeah, so we're not like going to try to get a probe there, bring some of that back, and scatter it on Cleveland or Columbus roads then.
I think they're probably not going to use it for roads in Cleveland yet.
I got
you.
You
never know.
Jeff, tell me this. What is it that drives us as a human race, as people at NASA, or just people that have ever looked up the stars? Why are we so insistent in trying to find life in other places?
Well, I think that's just kind of the way humans are. We are curious creatures. We look around at the universe and we say, wow, what is that? How does that work? And we just can't help it. That's the way we're built.
Okay. If that's the case with this liquid water on Mars, we're going to continue pushing and try to prove that there's even microscopic life. In your mind, is there a timeline? I mean, will this take 10, 20, 100 years before we can definitively know that there's life there?
Well, we're just keeping pushing on that question. I certainly would like to see humans go to Mars. I want to see people go to Mars and start looking, because when we have people on Mars sort of digging in, then we can really get a good view of the planet.
Water on Mars, that's number seven, on this week's countdown. I'm Ken Kessler for Doug Steffen. That's why I got the numbers wrong, because Doug knows what he's doing. Is that the one that's most important to you this week? We would like to know. If you go to DougSteffen.com, you could take our poll. We have all 10 of this week's top 10 talk radio topics there for you. You can let us know which one is most important to you in our poll. You can also go to Facebook.com/Good Day Show and let us know there. It's posted there. And you can weigh in on which is most important to you and why. And we'll take a look and let you know. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, or you can let us know at Good Day Show on Twitter. 21 past the hour.
We use mobile devices. choices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Let's move into the number six item of the week. The controversy over the Republican speaker, and now that there's need for a new one, John Boehner's gonzo. Here's host Rocky Boyman talking to political analyst Mark Mariani about Speaker Boehner's resignation and the legacy that he leaves behind.
If you, someone asked me the legacy of John Boehner as the Speaker of the House, I would say this. I would say he was defined more of what he didn't do versus what he did do. Okay, I think he didn't try and fail enough. I thought he could have maybe kind of rabble-roused a little bit more and kind of beat the pavement a little bit just to kind of show how passionate he was. And I think a lot of conservatives would agree with me on that. What say you?
Well, I think that's true. I think, we need to understand that at that heart, Boehner is kind of an old school deal maker. And I think, to some extent, the position of speaker has traditionally been one in which, you get to be speaker not because, you have the skills of, rhetorical skills or you have the skills of a campaigner, but that you can bring together enough people in the caucus to vote for you. And so he's at heart a deal maker. In 2011, he personally brokered a deal with Obama that would have, reformed entitlements, controlled entitlement spending while also increasing tax revenue. This was a huge deal, and if it had been made, it would have been seen as a historic moment. What ended up happening is that the president came back with additional demands at the 11th hour and it ended up scuttling the deal. But he came within an inch of passing this kind of grand bargain that had always been kind of the dream. And once that kind of collapsed, everything kind of settled into a pattern in which the speaker was kind of left with a caucus that didn't trust the president, with a caucus that was divided between those who wanted to kind of get along and not make too many waves to get voters upset at them, and others who wanted to see real progress, which is difficult in a time of divided government.
So, again, according to you, and I agree with you, John Boehner was an old-school deal maker. In 2015, are people demanding an old-school deal maker, or do they want more someone who's a little bit more Donald Trumpish? You know what I mean? In terms of being bombastic and demanding this and demanding that. Again, I guess what I'm asking is, did that old way work years ago, but now conservatives especially are demanding much, much more from the position of the speaker?
Well, I want to break that into two pieces. One is, you're absolutely right, the conservatives are upset with leadership. There was a poll fairly recently that showed that something like 87% of Republican primary voters did not like the job that the Republican leadership was doing. 87%. I can't imagine if you could get 87% of Republicans who dislike the president, what the president's doing.
Or agree that the sky is blue. Yes, exactly.
Exactly. Just widespread opposition. And so that does explain this. Hey, we need something different. We need somebody who's going to come and shake things up. Maybe Trump's not the person, but it's still, that, I think that explains that. But there's these other broader trends in American politics. You know, over the last 3 or 4 decades, we've seen a shift in how power is distributed in the House and the Senate, in particular in the House, in which the Speaker and the leadership have accumulated more and more power. And it, rather than, when you watch that video of how a bill becomes a law, right, I'm just a bill, you know, they talk about the committee process and they do all this. But it, under the current kind of unorthodox style of lawmaking that we have, a lot of the bigger conflicts, those aren't settled in the committees. Today, those end up on the Speaker's desk, and those are big fights. I mean, we're going on 10 years without passing a budget by regular order. You know, the House is supposed to pass 12 appropriations bills, separate appropriations bills, the Senate passes those bills, and then the President has to consider them one at a time. Instead, we get these giant omnibus reconciliation bills with all the spending in it. And this is what, you know, you just got this Planned Parenthood issue. Why are the stakes so high? Well, because rather than just holding up one bill, right, the Health and Human Services appropriations bill, the spending bill, this one issue could scuttle all government spending across the entire country.
So number six, focusing on who, replaces John Boehner. We've gone through numbers 10 through 6. We'll review those again. And then number 5 to number 1, the usual bill of fare here on the weekly Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's review where we are at this point in the countdown from number 10 to number 6. Number 10, Sports Talk Radio, what's going on in the NFL, the playoffs for baseball, all that good stuff is all a part and parcel of where people are with the sports action. Number 9, the new credit cards that you're supposed to have and you don't. Number 8, the hurricane. Number 7, the discovery of water on Mars. And number 6, what happens after Speaker Boehner is gone. So now we move on the countdown.
Number 5.
Number 5 issue this week takes us to an all too familiar place. This college shooting, which is the fourth such event since the month of August. A couple of notes, side notes about these 10 people that were killed. 7 injured, a 26-year-old gunman opens fire in a classroom in a community college in southern Oregon. It's the same old suspect in the shooting, believed to have been a local Oregon man, identified as Chris Harper Mercer, has a family in the area. Authorities investigating whether he had some connection to the school. Specifically targeted these victims. They're checking that out now. Let's get some more conversation going on this as we tune into radio host Mike Trevisano and Glenn Forbes talking about the shooting and what these shooters in all of these things are looking for.
Anywhere from, they're reporting 7 to 15 students gunned to death, gunned down on the campus, community college in Oregon. Another dozen wounded.
Who just shoots
like 25 people because
they have, if they feel like they have nothing to live for and they've been a screw up their whole life and nobody has liked them, they can at least become famous in death.
Famous? I couldn't tell you the names of 90% of the shooters unless I sat and thought.
Except when CBS...
So they're famous for 2 seconds.
When CBS, that's not true, because when CBS posts the photos of the women who have been writing to James Holmes, the Colorado movie theater shooter, in prison, that gives people ideas. And we are a very copycat society.
Well, that's my point, is... That's what I said. When they catch him, why don't the cops just put a bullet in their head?
One of the most conservative people around. Regardless, I think there's a desensitization.
What are you talking about? I say when you catch him, put a bullet in their head.
And that's what normally happens.
You said
and
that
that's the end of their fame.
Yeah, you said that about drug dealers.
I've said it about a lot of different type of people, and you keep saying no.
A pesky constitution.
So now James Holmes is in prison. We got broads writing to him.
Well, the problem, too, though, is that I still know who Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold were. That was 1999, and they killed themselves, and they're still hugely famous.
Now, I don't.
Well, I think a lot of people...
Now I remember.
Yeah.
I remember the situation. I didn't remember their names until you said it. So as far as I'm concerned, they're not famous.
Well, then that's the way it is in the whole world.
They were forgotten about in 5 minutes. Now, maybe not by the families they affected, but by a guy like me, they were forgotten about in 5 minutes.
Well, these
that's
guys,
why I'm superior than you.
Well, and that's why these guys aren't trying to get famous with Mike Trevisano. They're trying
sure.
to get famous with the majority of society who does know who Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris were and did know their names 5 minutes ago.
Number four.
Number four issue this week on the Talk Radio Review, the Planned Parenthood hearing before Congress. Here's host Joey McLaughlin talking to correspondent Steve Portnoy about the hearing that took place and Planned Parenthood's ties to the spending bill.
There was a hearing on Capitol Hill that was all about Planned Parenthood, but it's not in the continuing resolution, right?
No measured defunding. Planned Parenthood is in this continuing resolution. That's why Democrats are supporting it. That's why the president would sign it. Republicans are vowing to continue the fight to defund Planned Parenthood going forward into the fall. There's a couple of ways they could try to do it, but for the immediate issue, and that is keeping the government open for 10 more weeks, Planned Parenthood will continue to be funded.
Did we learn anything from the hearings about with Planned Parenthood and the president of the organization?
It was interesting to hear Republicans trying to go after Planned Parenthood, not for the videos per se, but for the way it spends money. Chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Utah Republican Jason Chaffetz, was loaded for bear with information about Cecile Richards' salary. She is the president of Planned Parenthood. She makes more than $500,000 a year. He questioned the travel expenses of the organization and why an entity that spends as much as it does through its PAC to elect Democratic political candidates, why it should receive about a third of its budget from federal taxpayers. Cecile Richards, the president of Planned Parenthood, blasted the creator of the videos that were released this summer, saying that they are categorically untrue, and that her organization is repeatedly the subject of a smear campaign. The Democrats on the oversight panel jumped to Cecile Richards' defense, particularly with regard to the questions about her salary, saying in one Democrat from New York Democrat Carolyn Maloney, said that Chairman Jason Chaffetz was, quote, beating up on a woman on the witness for questioning the salary, and that the same questions would not be asked, she said, of a man.
Are there more hearings on Planned Parenthood on the way?
Certainly. House Speaker John Boehner, resigning about a month from now, says that he intends to ask the House to set up a select committee that would be a standalone panel just to investigate Planned Parenthood. So far, four congressional committees in the House and Senate are digging in to the allegations in these videos.
Now, it looks like current Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy might become the speaker. Do we know how he feels about Planned Parenthood?
Well, as you'd imagine, he is not a fan.
Number three.
The number three item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of the Pope's visit. And here's Susan Rose talking to Father Francis Pizzarelli about the Pope's visit and the impact it had and maybe will have on Catholics here in our country.
You know, we're wondering, and it's a question we're asking all of our listeners, if they think the papal visit is going to have a positive impact on the Catholic Church here in the United States. Yes or no? How would you reply to that?
I would say definitely it's going to have a positive impact. I've already seen it this past weekend just listening to parishioners who came to Mass. I think the key is going to be how the bishops and the local clergy respond to the challenge and call to action that Pope Francis has given each of us. Many of the fringe people, those who have felt estranged, if they come back and it's business as usual, that's only going to intensify their anger. If they come back with a sense of welcome and a sense of unconditional love and acceptance and inclusiveness, I think we're going to see a major shift in the American Catholic Church.
Father, there almost seemed like there was something magical about the Pope's visit. Everything went so well. There were no hitches. I mean, none that we ever had in our news the last several days. The weather was amazing for all of these crowds. Would you agree?
I would definitely agree. There definitely was, call it magic, call it something mystical. The man touched people in ways that I have not seen Americans touched in my lifetime. New York City, which can be a very abusive place, even on a good day, was such a wonderfully positive, loving environment. And with all the inconveniences that New Yorkers had to experience, as they did in Philadelphia because of security, people couldn't have been nicer. My most touching experience was a woman in her 80s was going to see the Pope in Central Park on Thursday to cover the events of Thursday. And we're chatting on the train, and I lose sight of her, and I see her at the Columbus Circus Circle train station, subway station, and she's got her walk in her little chair, and I see this young man of color go up to her and ask if he could help her up. He helps her up to the top of the steps, and then she pulls him down, and she hugs him, and he hugs her back. And it was just amazing to see that in our crazy city of New York. She was waiting at 7 o'clock in the morning for Pope Francis to arrive at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
So we have items through number 3 taken care of, which means we continue with the number 2 and the number 1 item, and they'll follow forthwith on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Walmart is teaming up with some of the biggest names in health to bring you America's biggest health fair, the 4 Healthiest Hours in America. Visit your local Walmart on Saturday, October 10th from 12 to 4 p.m. and get free blood glucose and blood pressure screenings. Sponsored by Tylenol and Metamucil. Plus, stop by the Health Insurance Planning Center for answers to all your questions about how to choose the right solutions for your family. You'll even get a free gift bag while supplies last. This is one event you don't want to miss. See more at walmart.com/healthcare.
This week on Geico's Stuff Found in Your Car, we look inside your rear door pocket.
Oh, hey. Yeah, me, the almond. Possibly one of the healthiest snacks, just rolling around in the crumbs of inferior foods. You were too busy to save me, but are you too busy to switch your car insurance to Geico where you could save hundreds of dollars in just 15 minutes? Probably not. Saving money with Geico is awesome. Almonds, on the other hand, are just a superfood. No big deal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
The latest Allstate National Journal Heartland Monitor poll reveals 79% of Americans say they go online at least once a day, and 69% think it's necessary to own the latest devices. Bob Wasserman is Senior Vice President of Marketing at Allstate.
Digital capabilities are a great way for consumers to connect, to be informed of news, to hear about topics that are of interest to them. And the Allstate Heartland poll really picked up that thread as we listened to what's important to consumers.
Most Americans say their quality of life has improved because of technology. But there are times they will always prefer personal interactions, like the ones they can find only at local businesses.
The Allstate Heartland poll really reinforced the importance of a local business, but it doesn't mean that digital is not an important part of that relationship. In fact, it's an important way that a local business can supplement their presence.
The survey also revealed Americans think volunteering for a cause makes a bigger impact than simply sharing information through social media. Learn more at heartlandmonitor.com.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with 2 sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Walmart is teaming up with some of the biggest names in health to bring you America's biggest health fair, the Four Healthiest Hours in America. Visit your local Walmart on Saturday, October 10th from 12 to 4 p.m. and get free blood glucose and blood pressure screening, sponsored by One-A-Day VitaCraves and Sandoz. Plus, stop by the Health Insurance Planning Center for answers to all your questions about how to choose the right solutions for your family. You'll even get a free gift bag while supplies last. This is one event you don't want to miss. See more at walmart.com/healthcare.
Number two, as we overview the hot hits in talk radio this week on the countdown, is a focus on who's running for president. Earlier this week on my Good Day program, Jennifer Horn and I spoke to Diamond and Silk. These are two ladies who are stumping for Trump. Listen to their story.
Well, it started whenever he announced that he was running for president, and the things that he wants to do for this country to make this country great. He want to keep us secure by securing the border.
Yes.
He want to bring jobs back where we can thrive again in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So we're so excited. We stuck for him because we know that he can make America great, and we need a businessman running this country.
That's right.
Yes.
All right, so there are a lot of people who say that black Americans don't like Republicans. When somebody says that to you, how do you respond?
Well, listen to me. Black Americans or African Americans have been conditioned to vote one way.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for us to get out of that way of thinking.
Yeah.
Right now, we got to vote. We're not voting based on political parties. We're voting now based on who can get the job done.
That's right.
And that's why we look at Donald Trump, because he's a businessman and he can get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
And we just started this new campaign movement called Ditch and Switch Now. We want Democrats to ditch their party and switch to Republicans so that we can vote for Donald Trump in the primaries. It's going to take a man like him to get America back on track again.
And if you go to ditchandswitchnow.com, you can change your party right there online.
Ditchandswitchnow.com.
I love it. You guys just recently switched, right? What was that process like for you guys, switching from being a Democrat to being...
It was very simple. It was very easy. All we had to do was take our ID to the Board of Elections, fill out a paperwork that was like one sheet long. It was simple. And we were switched.
Mm-hmm.
And they send you your voter registration card in the mail.
You ever talked to Diamond Silk? Have you either of you or both of you talked to Donald Trump at all?
The campaign have reached out to us, and they appreciate us talking for him. And all of our fans and our viewers, they've reached out to us, too. So we're so excited.
All right. So there are people who don't like you because you're calling attention to something that the traditional voters, quote-unquote, you know who I'm talking about, they don't want you to be stirring the pot for Trump. And so they say you're getting paid by Donald to do this, and you don't really believe in it at all.
That is not true.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to get paid by nobody. We have our own minds.
Right.
Listen, why do you all think that he got to pay people to stuff for him? He's leading in the polls because American people see that he wants to make America great again.
Not paying all them
pay. And he wants to work for the American people.
Yeah.
All those other candidates don't want to work for the American people. Marco Rubio, he's lazy. He won't even go to work. So how do he want to work for the American people? Holly Fiorina, she's a sellout. How is that working for the American people?
That's right.
Jeb Bush, he's ever ready to put up all the sleeves. How is that going to be working for the American people?
That's right.
We need someone that's going to work for the American people, and that's why we look at Donald Trump, a businessman.
That's right.
That's the person that's going to put this country back on track, baby.
So that's Diamond and Silk. Kenny, you have some feedback from listeners, the folks who respond on various connections that we have. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Among Them. What are people saying?
Bill says, you know what's so great about Donald Trump? He doesn't have to grub for money. He doesn't have to kowtow to the NRA or the Koch brothers or Wall Street or any other group. He's immune to influence.
At least the influence of money, anyway. Any other comments?
Yeah, Greg says, I think Trump has peaked. Jeb Bush is also thinking this could be a good opportunity for Marco Rubio.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Marco Rubio is not a candidate that can beat the likes of Hillary Clinton. You're almost running on empty there. With all the people running, not much but bench strength, it would seem. 51 past the hour on the countdown.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Non attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one item this week in the issue department on the Talk Radio Review is the situation that exists between Russia, Syria, and the United States. The bombing began. Lots of consternation, lots of frustration, lots of bullying. Here's Talk Host Gary Rivers with Middle East correspondent Jessica Gulliher. They discussed the Russian airstrikes in Syria this past week.
So are they attacking ISIS or other Syrian rebels? That's the question that we're facing here this morning.
Yes, it is. We're getting some conflicting information from the Kremlin when this all rolled out. Russia basically gave the United States an hour's warning before they conducted airstrikes in northern Syria. They said that they were targeting ISIS, but they carried out 20 airstrikes in Homs, which is not an ISIS stronghold. Homs is an area that is full of opposition for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Russia and Syria have been longtime allies, and Syria is their last remaining ally in the Middle East. So now Russia has come out to say that they are targeting the same extremists that the United States and NATO are targeting. But this is different from what they said yesterday, specifically saying they were carrying out targets against ISIS. They also accused the United States of a war of disinformation because they say that there's criticism that they failed to coordinate these airstrikes with the United States. There was a demarche order given saying, you know, United States do not fly your warplanes over northern Syria because we are going to be carrying out airstrikes. Of course, the United States did not comply. They've carried out several since then, but really kind of an uptick into the tensions in the Middle East. You know, Russia has amassed quite a bit of military equipment in Syria. They now are allowed to use troops on the ground per their parliament, even though the Kremlin says they won't do so. They've created an air base in Latakia, which is essentially the last stronghold of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. It looks a little fishy, quite frankly.
All right. Also, in our review of the number one item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the situation with Russia and the U.S. and the Middle East, here's host Dom Giordano talking to Senator Rand Paul about what Paul would do as president about this situation.
The breaking news, Senator, around Syria today seems to be the Russians, Putin, and all the dynamics going on there. If you would, talk to listeners about a complicated situation, but what you would do as president, what you see as the way to deal with a situation like Syria.
I think one of the first important things you have to do is understand how we got in this mess. How did we get most of the Middle East now aligned with the Soviet Union? How did we get Iran, Iraq, and Syria all aligned with Russia? Some of it historically was there. Syria's had a long-standing relationship. Iran has some. But toppling Saddam Hussein has now put Iraq in the orbit of Iran, has put Iraq in the orbit of Syria, which also means they're in the orbit of Russia. The difficulty in this situation is that Russia ostensibly says that they're helping out Syria in combating terrorism, and it's a little bit hard on the face of it to say, well, gosh, why shouldn't we want them to help us with ISIS? And in the end, if they are true to their word and they are helping with ISIS, there may be some benefit to that. The worry is that, I think the biggest worry for me is that there could be some sort of accident or altercation between the U.S. and Russia, which could lead to much greater problems or an escalation of the problems there. So I think it is important to talk with Russia. This is why I think it's juvenile of some folks like Carly Fiorina to say, oh, I won't talk. Well, that's exactly how accidents occur. And so, yes, even with our adversaries, even with people who we object to their policy, we should continue to have a conversation.
People like in Iran, the Ayatollah and others, though, don't they have to meet some kind of standard, stop yelling death to America, before they get the public meeting, this sort of, yeah, there's nothing wrong here with this country?
Yes, absolutely. There's always been a diplomatic protocol on who you meet with and which leaders you meet with and how you talk to them, whether you meet them in their country, our country. So all of that protocol is a way of sending subtle signals. My main objection to some in the presidential debate is that some say, well, we don't want to talk at all. And I think that's a mistake, because throughout the Cold War, it was a very, very serious time with the threat not only of attack, but annihilation of the entire world through nuclear war. So conversation, even with your adversaries, I think in general is a good idea.
Isn't it amazing? Maybe this is a simplistic approach, but the foolishness that goes on, the arguments, just because people are stroking for power and control, it's really amazing. This is a horrible commentary on the state of humanity, isn't it? I'll leave you with that thought. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with Expand.